31 minutes after one on the dot here on the Power Hour today with myself, Zintle. And I'm joined in studio by a very energetic, you know, there are people where you don't have to ask. It's just like, you're a coach. When you walked in, I'm just like, he's the coach. I can tell. He's Coach Wisani Mushwana. We are chatting all things the CEO Cycle Challenge, the work that is being done by the Hall of Fame, the impact it's having on the lives of underprivileged children in South Africa. But not only, you know, do the children benefit from this, but also people like Wisani now, who's on a coaching contract for 12 months with one of the learnership programs funded by the South African Hall of Fame. So we're going to chat about the impact it's made in his life and just to give you a better picture of the incredible work that is being done by the South African Hall of Fame and the CEO Cycle Challenge, and maybe give you more reason as to why you would want to partner and be part of such an amazing, life-changing, for many lives, initiative. Wisani, welcome to the Power Hour. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for walking in with the energy and the bright smile and all of it. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about your work and your involvement in this learnership program by the South African Hall of Fame. But first and foremost, you obviously were chosen as one of the coaches now. How did it feel to be chosen by this for this learnership program that is funded by the South African Hall of Fame?
I think, yeah, definitely eye-opening. I think God was involved in definitely how I got chosen, because basically I've been coaching at Boys Eye for 3 years probably. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, yes, I need to move up. I need to get better in a sort of sense. So when the opportunity came along, it was just ridiculous, and I was just so excited because I was also not in the best financial state in my own personal life, so that it really helped me in that sort of sense, and just being more free in terms of my coaching and being able to like contribute back. So yeah, just not even on the coaching side, just personal side. It was amazing.
I'm actually going to ask you a little bit more about your personal experiences and what it's done for you, but I love that you touched on that financially it came just in time, because I can imagine with coaches, you probably rarely get work where like it's like a bit of a long term. You find work here and there for like a couple of months. How long is the contract for the learnership?
So this is actually my second year of the learnership. So
nice.
Yeah. And while we're doing the learnership, obviously we're still doing a degree. Last year we did a degree or a certificate in sports management. And then this year we're starting a certificate in coaching science as well. So not only on the coaching side, they're also trying to make us better coaches, which I think helps so much. And that's also, life-changing in a sense, because now you can actually be a coach that's qualified or a coach that's whatever, like you've got something behind your name. You're not just coaching just to coach.
I absolutely love the sound of that. And I think for me, what's also shining through is, you know, knowing that you've got the backing of the South African Hall of Fame and they're there to empower you, to support you. And, you know, you're a bit secure for these 2 years. It helps you show up better and excel in the actual work that you're doing in terms of coaching the kids. What sports are you coaching?
I do cricket and hockey. I do two sports. So those are the two sports that I coach here at the school.
Absolutely amazing. So what does this recognition mean to you on a personal level? And tell us just how your journey has been on the program and how it's shaped your approach to coaching at Pretoria Boys High School.
In terms of personal approach, I play cricket still currently. And I also used to play hockey quite competitively back in the day. Because I actually went to school too at Boys Eye as well. So that sort of negates why it's very cool, because I've been through the ranks, I've been through everything. So just being able to help out wherever I can, and just basically I saw what worked for me and what I like. So I can sort of try to be like that to them, because I know how it works in those kind of environments, and just trying to be the best coach possible in that sort of sense.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that, because for me, it speaks of just the heart behind the Hall of Fame and especially the South African CEO Challenge, the concept of lifting as you rise, right? Yeah. I absolutely love that, because you've been there, you've gained all the knowledge now, the strength and all whatever in the sporting field. And now you're there just imparting on the younger generation and making a difference in their lives as well. Now, I want to ask you to share a personal experience or moment from your coaching journey that has profoundly shaped who you are today. And, you know, how does this influence the way that you connect with and inspire your athletes?
I think it's just a very cool opportunity to actually have influence in somebody's life, especially a lot of those kids, because they've got a lot of questions about varsity, about life afterwards, cricket, sports, and that sort of thing. So just a lot of them actually coming to me and asking me, like, what's my story? And just being able to connect with a lot of the kids on a personal level in that sort of sense. I think that's been profound in my coaching, and being able to share in the sense of God being at the center of my life, basically.
Yeah.
And that there's a bigger part to play in that sort of sense. So it's not all about the cricket. It's not all about, like, it's very cool and it's, but yeah, there's so just being a platform that I can basically connect, share my story, and just, yeah, there's another way other than the standard stock or the stock standard way that everybody else goes.
You live for this, right? I can tell. your passion is just 100% there. What do you dream of at night? You dream of the bettings and the bowlings and the... You probably play cricket in your sleep. You coach in your sleep, because I can tell how passionate you are, you know, with what you're doing. But I mean, what motivated you to pursue this opportunity that the Hall of Fame offered? And again, how would you say their support has really just influenced your passion and commitment to coaching?
Yeah, as I said before, I was already coaching before. So I was coaching at the exact same school, same sports.
Yes.
So I was already involved in that sort of structure. But I think just the opportunity that the Hall of Fame gave, in the sense of there's studies involved, there's people looking after you, there's sort of you getting a set salary in a sense, which also brings a sense of security, as you said, and you can actually go do your job with a smile on your face, in that sort of sense. So it was very, very, very cool to just be a part of this Hall of Fame program.
But what do you say sort of like made you stand out or put you in a better position to get selected for this?
As they say, how you deal with the smaller stuff, and when I was getting less or doing less, if you can take care of that, then you'll be lifted up or you'll get more. So I think that's just testament to that. So definitely, yeah. I think that played a role, because even though I was still coaching properly, I was still doing my job, coaching lower teams, coaching for what, less money in a sense, or whatever the case may be. So yeah, I still had to take care of that, and I think, yeah, that's what I said.
So always do your best, because you never know who's watching.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I absolutely love it. Wisani, before I let you go, just, you know, let me know your thoughts around, you know, do you think the CEO Cycle Challenge can make it possible maybe for more coaches to benefit from the leadership program that is funded by the South African Hall of Fame?
Yeah, definitely. I think the CEO Cycle Challenge is quite a very cool initiative, actually. And just giving, I think also it will have an influence on the coaches, but mainly the kids, because you don't want a random person or a person who doesn't have experience in a certain field and whatever. So the learnership actually gives people something behind their name, and they can actually coach their kids properly. It's not just a random person in that sort of sense. So I think that's definitely helping the future generation, the people who actually want to do a sport properly, and just having the proper coaches in play to get the best out of the children.
I love it. I mean, I love it for the coaches, you know, and I love it for the children. I love the fact that, you know, when you are talented in something, you're gifted in something, you're passionate about something, you're excellent at something, and then you find organizations like the South African Hall of Fame coming to say, let's back you, let's lift you, do more, you can, you know, give you that support and lift you in a sense. I mean, I can imagine, you know, for the kids also to have this opportunity to say, you know, it will open bigger doors for them, you know, to have coaches such as yourself who are getting the support that they need so they can excel in training and coaching the children, therefore them excelling in the sport as well, and then they become bigger and greater.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
100%.
And your experience so far? Loving it still?
Loving it. Amazing.
Loving the kids?
yeah, definitely. The kids are interesting. But yeah, wouldn't change it. I really enjoy coaching the kids, helping them out. It just feels like, because obviously I still play sport. I've played sport, so just to give my knowledge back to them or whatever I've learned, and how I can help them be the best that they can be.
In just your closing words, what would your thank you message be to the South African Hall of Fame for what they've done for you so far?
Yeah, it's definitely helped me, my family, and just Yeah, wow, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been such a cool opportunity and such a cool experience. And I hope it can carry on for as long as it can, because, yeah, it's very, very cool.
Coach Wisani, you're very, very cool. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on the Power Hour today. That was Coach Wisani, who is one of the coaches who was chosen for a learnership program that is funded by the South African Hall of Fame. Now, this is the same organization behind the CEO Cycle Challenge, right, which is a movement you definitely want to come on board for. If you are an executive, you are a CEO, you are an individual, and you want to partner with an initiative that wants to make a lasting change, impact, and difference in the lives of underprivileged children in South Africa, then this is definitely, you know, one that you would want to jump on. So the actual cycling is taking place on the 9th to the 30th of September. So all you're going to do, show up on the day and cycle against other CEOs on a stationary bike. So don't worry about falling off or not being strong enough, etc. The bikes aren't moving. They are there at the Nashua head office buildings. You cycle for your 25 minutes, you make your donation, and that's how you can make a difference in the lives of young people in South Africa. Like the coach has said, you know, there's already children that are benefiting from the program. There's about 10 children already on the program, and about 15 coaches whose lives, just like Coach Wisani was saying, has been impacted by the support financially, and just being, like he said, you know, in terms of helping them further their studies as well within the sports industry, which is absolutely amazing. So this is definitely all about transforming generations, transforming lives. And so if you'd like to accept the challenge, if you're listening in now, I'm challenging you to accept the challenge to come and cycle like a boss between the 9th and the 13th of September. You can find more information at info@ceochallenge.co.za. So that's where you can go, info@ceochallenge.co.za, or just visit their website, which is ceochallenge.co.za. ZA.